Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
There's a lot of comfort in numbers, mm-hmm. especially if you think that you might do something that's a little on the freaky side and you're not sure anybody else does the same thing.
Hmm.
We call this segment Am I Normal?
Right.
Where you guys call up and you tell us like the things that you're not real sure other people share with you that you do. Like calls in the past that we've gotten was from one Bird Show listener that said that she, before the Academy Awards, she would practice her acceptance speech mm-hmm. even though she wasn't at the Academy Awards and she's never acted in her life.
Not, well, and more importantly, that's not what she does for a living.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
She would just go in front of a mirror and she would practice her acceptance award.
But a lot of people were laughing right now because at one point or another, I would think most women have tried or thought about what they would say or who they would think, uh-huh. and it changes every year. And then I said
thank you, Liz. Yeah. You're right.
And then I said that every time, a lot of times if I go up a big staircase, that I just imagine that I'm walking up to accept an award because at the Oscars, and it goes back to the Oscars, growing up watching it, where, you know, there's always, by the time they make it to the stairs, whoever receives the award, you kind of start seeing the celebration, and whoever's handing it to them is really excited for them. So they take the last couple steps up to the top that is a little slower. They'll go up the steps, and then that last one or two is like, yeah, here I am. So there's been times in my life where I've gone up a staircase, and the last two steps are like, here I am.
And we'll have other people call up and go, you know what? It's not so crazy because I absolutely do the same thing.
What about the person who pretended they would randomly pretend that they won the Powerball?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, they would act like how they would act if they won the Powerball or the Mega Millions or whatever the big lottery is. They would act like they just won 100. What's it? It's up to something big now, right?
It's like 130 something million.
No, somebody won it.
Oh, they did?
This morning, the boards are back to 12.
Oh, is that right?
Bastards.
Yeah. All right, 404-741-Q100. Mine wasn't nearly as good as that one, but I always like stare at my eyes in the mirror to try to see my pupils dilate. So you shift from one eye to the other to see if I can catch my pupil dilating from far distance to short distance.
That's funny. I have in my mind sometimes when I'm on the treadmill, like, you know how in the movies there's the montage of the person who gets really, really fit and you see them like in their before and then you see them in their after, but there's always that montage of them working out. Like, for whatever reason in my mind, I'm in that middle of that montage when I'm on the treadmill.
I will still do this,
you know what
one.
I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh yeah. I'll still do this one when I'm first in line at the intersection. It's just me up against somebody, you know, and there's another car next to me.
Yeah.
I always have an announcer's voice in my head like I'm in some kind of drag race and I have to beat the guy off the line to
much
the green light.
Like Better Off Dead. Remember that movie where he would always race the Asian brothers over next to him?
I don't.
Yeah.
Is that the I Want My $2 movie?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It's awesome. One of my favorites.
CD.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a lot of my normals, but the one that, you know, that I do a lot is when I'm watching TV, like a drama movie where there's a lot of emotion and passion, like I always act it out. Like I'll go into the mirror and I'll just start, you know, tearing up and just, you know, trying to act out the part with as much emotion as I possibly can.
Have you guys ever done that before where you've tried to make yourself cry over nothing?
I've actually done that where I sat because I'm really impressed with the actors.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. when children actors, like, I don't know if it was Dakota Fanning or some other child actor, but the person was like inside the actor studio or some type of show like that where they were explaining this child actor could cry on command. And so I sat there and I'm like
trying to do it.
Staring at an onion.
Right.
Mace like yourself.
Just, yeah, I'm just trying to I ended up just, you know, wiping soap in my eye.
Did you pull it off?
Couldn't do it.
Me neither.
Could not force myself to
cry. I had a friend in high school that she could do it, but she'd manipulate her boyfriend with it, so she used her power for evil rather than good.
Hey, Tony, you're on Q100. Are you normal?
I can't believe I'm going to admit this on the air, but there are two things my wife and I believe we've been married 22 years, and we love to watch murder mysteries and whodunit and action movies, and this is dead serious. We have two things we discuss on a regular basis. One is how to dispose of a body. And I'm say that someone molested my son or raped my wife, then I would kill them. And we really discuss how we could get away with killing that person and disposing of the body, grinding the teeth down, disposing of the murder weapon. I'm talking CSI, getting rid of the blood traces. I mean, it's a great detail of how we do it and never get caught.
I've actually had the thought that if I ever had to hide a body, like if I'm driving through like some deserted part of the world, I'm like, this is a good place.
Really? Like,
really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I've actually like in my mind, it's good knowing all my friends. None of them will ever call me again. But like if I'm driving through like crazy farm country or something like that, and I'm like, we're gonna hide a body. Why don't you just do it out here? It's more of a thought of
wow,
like you know,
don't be stupid with like, your dead body.
Why not do it out here?
Sometimes like, those thoughts will scare you, man.
Who's ever going to find it out here? Like, I'll see really thick woods. Right there.
But
perfect.
You know, anytime I see a car that has an unusually large trunk, then I think of like mafia movies and the bodies and stuff.
Somebody's
like,
in there.
Yeah, that, you know, what, you can put a body in there. Yeah.
Good morning, Teresa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I live by myself, and what I do is I look in the mirror and I make the ugliest face possible. And I try to make a ton of them, and then I make the loudest, most annoying noises that I can possibly make. But I'm always there by myself when I do it.
Really?
Like, what's one of those noises sound like?
I don't want to do it. Like.
Damn, it's almost like somebody's trying to dispose your body right now. You're still alive.
It's like a release.
Oh.
Did you guys used to practice on the mirror before you like had any kissing experience? Did you guys used to kiss yourself in the mirror?
I think I practice on my hand more than in the mirror.
I used to use like a 2-liter Coke bottle.
What?
A what?
Yeah, like a 2-liter Coke bottle. Like, whatever. Yeah, when I was a kid.
So
I did
sideways,
that.
You would
I would
just
kiss
turn it
that.
This
way. Because it was cold and it was moist. And I would. Yeah.
And you like kissing cold, moist things?
Yeah. The mirror kind of freaked me out because that was, that was like kissing yourself. That was kind of gross.
Well, kissing yourself in mirror isn't any less gross than that. There's something really strange about that.
Yeah.
Marcus, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's going on?
You tell us, dude. What's up?
Every morning on the way to work, I got to be working like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's something like me and another car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I sit at a red light and I always quote that line from Fast and the Furious. That the railroad tracks up there is exactly 1/4 mile. On green, I'm a go.
Now, do you have to have a car sitting next to you or is it just you by yourself?
It's usually a car next to me, sometimes the police.
Yeah. I think it's a guy thing. It's our competitive spirit that if you're the front in line, all of a sudden there is a race on, man.
I just thought of something I do in a car. If there's a cop behind me at any point, I will imagine that I am outrunning him, even if he's not, like, following me. So, like, I see the cop pulling behind me. Or,
turn right, turn left.
Yeah, and I'll think, oh, I gotta get away from him because I gotta get out to those woods and get rid of this body in my trunk.
Good morning, Mo. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. My sister and I, come September every year, we still wait for our Hogwarts letter, even though
Harry
we
Potter.
Are way past their expiration date.
I don't know what that means.
From Harry Potter.
Oh, for Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, but what?
That's the school that he went to.
Like, you get the letter if you find out that you have some wizard, blood in you, and you get to invited to the school.
And
your life changes because now you have powers.
So she's sitting by the mailbox waiting.
Waiting for the owl to flop down and give her letter.
Oh, we absolutely do every year.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
That is great.
Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, am I on the voices, Kaiser?
Oh, this must
this
be good.
Really good.
Come on.
What do you have?
All right, so my wife and I have watched some really stupid, really, really stupid criminals on TV, and we've planned out precisely how to rob a bank.
The fact that you're on the voice disguiser freaks me out.
There are some people out there who, you know, they've really, really botched up some really easy jobs, and it's like, okay, if you really want to rob a bank, this is the way to do it. So, yeah, we've planned that out to the T.
So you have it all planned out. You never plan on using your plan. But
No.
I got to be honest with you. Number one, the economy, and number two, him being on the voice disguiser makes me nervous. Like, the fact that he is on the voice disguiser makes me think that, well, so, we may need it.
When he finally gets caught, he's going to say, I don't know what the big deal is. I called Q100 just a couple of weeks ago and told them what I was going to do.
Now, is it going to be every time there's a bank robbery in Atlanta, we're going to think, I wonder if it was that guy?
Sharon, real quick, you're on Q100. Are you normal?
Whenever I'm in my car and I'm singing, I pretend like I'm auditioning for American Idol, and the judges want me to sing the whole song because I'm that good.
We got that one a lot the last time we did this. Everybody's auditioning for American Idol. And I'm specifically avoiding the call of the guys calling in, asking about the tuck, if they're normal because they do the tuck. 90% of guys have done the tuck. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about.
But so you are normal.
Yeah, just you're normal. See.
Hey, The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.